Well, a beautiful start to this day. Nice looking sunrise out there. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. We are days away from the deadline to get your ballot in Election Day, and the August primary is August 4th. That's Tuesday. And in St. Clair County, voters are being asked to consider a four-year road improvement millage renewal, 0.25 mils. Joining us right now to talk more about that is the managing director of the St. Clair County Road Commission, Kirk Weston. Kirk, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks. That time of year again, it's 4 years. It comes and goes quickly, doesn't it?
It sure does. And in that time, we're able to do quite a bit of work, actually, with the help of that millage.
Well, let's take a look back on some of the work that you've done with the millage that's up for renewal on Tuesday.
Well, we do a number of projects over the years. I mean, everything from out in CAPAC area, if it's CAPAC Road, or down in St. Clair, Fredmore Highway was done, some work down in Marine City area, all the way out into Yale. We try to spread those dollars throughout the county the best we can. There are four federal aid eligible roads and bridges, and what we use that money for is to match federal aid that comes to us in either an 80-20 split or a 95-5 split. And what that means to St. Clair County, if we go back just to 2015, that millage actually generated $51 million in road projects on our federal system, road and bridges projects on the federal system throughout the county. A very good return on our investment or our tax dollars.
Well, I guess so. What kind of projects are on the horizon in the coming years?
A lot of road work out there again. You know, on our website, you can look on that and everything from 2021 all the way out to 23. Projects such as Lapeer Road out by Wadhams, Gratiot Road Bridge in Columbus Township. As we get down into the Marine City area, there's a lot of projects out there and a continuation of CAPAC Road out on the western part of the county. Again, this is a renewal. It's something we've had in place for quite some time. And what's it mean to me as a taxpayer? I guess, you know, if I have a value or my home's worth $100,000, that's about $12.50 a year to that added tax on that home.
All right. Well, how has the COVID-19 crisis affected what the Road Commission does? Has it had any impact on either prices of materials, the rate at which you're able to work? Any impact at all, Kirk?
Well, in the beginning, we had to do some budget cuts. As you know, we're funded through gas tax, MTF, Michigan Transportation Funds, and as people drive less, we see less revenue because it's picked up at the pump based on a tax on a gallon of gas. So we did see a reduction so far of about $800,000 so far this year. We did have to cut some projects this year. Because of that, but they're mainly local projects. We try not to go after those federal aid jobs and things like that. Now, the townships have been working very close with us. We're able to continue some of that work as well. And I give a lot of credit to our employees. It's been challenging for them, but they stuck with us and did a great job. We really haven't had any time off. We took a break in the beginning to get an idea where this thing was going, put those CDC requirements in place, the procedures and such, and we've been back to work not too long after it hit here. So we just forge on and keep going.
Now, you talk about essential. I mean, having safe roads is definitely essential, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And as we get into the winter season, which it'll be upon us before we know it, unfortunately, but especially at that time of year, some of the road projects we can work around, but when it comes to snowstorms such as that, we've got to be out there doing our job.
Absolutely. I hate to even think about that, but you're right. We're getting into the later days of summer, and you got to start preparing for and planning for those winter road conditions, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And the biggest thing is just to protect our workers so they're able to get in those trucks, and office staff as well. You know, they have to come in, and there's quite a bit of work in behind the scenes that goes on. Just protect those workers and keep moving forward.
Talking with Kirk Weston. He's the managing director of the St. Clair County Road Commission. Kirk, what about right now? What projects do you have going on right now? I know that one of them includes a new roundabout under construction.
Yeah, I've got a roundabout going on up at Range Road and Dove. That's in partnership with MDOT. They wanted to see some intersection improvements up there, so we've been working with them on that. Got some work starting next week out on North Road, out by Kraft. And then we have a bridge, Meisner Road Bridge, which was weight limited near closure down on Meisner Road in East China Township, and that's under construction as we speak. That'll be taking place now and through till about October. End of October, that'll be open once again.
No shortage of projects, that's for sure, and hopefully those projects can continue if voters approve the millage renewal that's on the ballot on Tuesday. Again, for those voters that haven't filled out their ballot yet, why would you ask them to approve that millage renewal? Why is it important?
Well, it allows us to keep working on those roads and bridges through the federal aid program. Again, over the last few years, about $51 million that's brought into the county with the matching funds from the feds. And it allows us to do local work as well. It keeps our local ditching program going, local limestone program going with the townships. So everyone sees work in front of their home somehow, either on the local system or the primary system. It frees up those dollars to do other work.
All right. Keep up the good work, Kirk. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
Take care. All right, you too. Bye-bye.